I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Fifth graders in Santa Fe will perform for the community later this month in a program of tall tales that they themselves have conceived and written. This dual language performance is part of a Santa Fe-based after-school program called Storytellers and Writers, which works with kids in New Mexico who need extra help reading, writing, and speaking English. With me is the founder of Storytellers and Writers, Carol Aubrey. Carol, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer.
Who are these kids that your program works with?
Well, they're a group of kids at El Camino Real Academy. They're bilingual. They were born here, but their parents are immigrants, and they come from families where Spanish is the primary language that is spoken at home. All of them have trouble, or I would say are behind the norm in what we would want a fifth grader to do in terms of English language arts.
You could tutor these kids in English. Why did you decide on the storytelling aspect?
They need it. There's no doubt about that. They could all use one-on-one tutoring. But in this program, it's so much fun that they develop a lot of confidence speaking their thoughts and expressing themselves. And of course, it's their own stories that they're performing.
And why did you choose to have the kids create their own stories rather than using established stories or folktales?
Even with me as a director, if I were to give them the story, if I were to say, okay, these are the lines, could you do this? It would not have the same magic that it does being their own stories because there's a freedom there. They loosen up and they're not worried about disappointing me because it's their stories.
We've mentioned that this is dual language. If the program is about learning English, why did you decide to have the performance in both English and Spanish?
Because it's so important for people to be bilingual these days, and they automatically have that skill. So why not help them improve their Spanish as well? And it's also honoring the fact that we live in a state that has this bilingual capacity.
So when these kids perform for the community, what will the audiences actually see and hear?
I have no idea. It's their show. You know, when we did the pilot program, the very first program last year with third graders, at one point I thought, well, maybe third graders are too young for us to do the performance aspect because they were all over the place. And then the performance happened and these kids just took charge. They were so excited. But in the survey to the parents, I did ask them, would you prefer if we do it again next year that the third month of this 3-month program, we not focus on performance. Instead, we continue with the language arts aspect of it with reading and writing. Every single one of them said no. They all wanted the performance. And they all remarked about how happy their kids were and how much confidence they had. And the kids felt really good that their parents were proud of them. So I realized, no, keep the performance in. So do I know how they're going to do? No, but I know they're going to do well because there's so much to be said for when the kids are doing their own stories. They're free. And if they want to change it, they'll change it.
Carol Aubrey leads Storytellers and Writers, a Santa Fe-based after-school program offering help in English language skills to Spanish-speaking students. A community performance takes place November 29th and 30th at Teatro Paraguas in Santa Fe. Go to storytellersandwriters.org. More information at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.